Good morning, I'm Leslie Ann.
Good morning, Leslie Ann. How you doing?
Oh, good.
Leslie Ann, do you like chicken wings?
I do. I don't find myself partaking very often.
Yeah, I love them. They are one of my five basic food groups. is a chicken wing.
Why not, right?
The thing about it is, though, I went to a place the other day, locally, I won't mention it, and ordered some chicken wings, and there's nothing worse to me than a chicken wing that fights back. You know what I mean?
What do you mean fights back?
It's rubbery, and it snaps.
Right. Yeah,
you know, it's got to be crunchy. You know?
I like the fried ones, too.
It has to be. So anyway, she said, what kind of wings do you want? I said, I want basic red hot wings. She said, okay, great. And I said, do me a favor, and I say this whenever I order wings. When you think the wings are done, please leave them in another 30 seconds in the fryer. And she said to me, God's honest truth, she said, it's going to take 9 minutes for that.
What?
And I said, no, just leave it in for 30 seconds. She said, well, that makes it a special order, so it goes in a special. I couldn't believe it. So anyway, I said, whatever, 9 minutes. 9 minutes later, they came back, rubbery. It's like, it's not that hard.
Right.
You know?
So you're saying that the extra 30 seconds...
I like them crisp.
See, I don't know if 30 seconds is going to make them crisp.
Oh, yeah, because they've already got the, whatever it is, the 4 minutes
the
under the... You know, so, yeah, I like wings. There's a lot of great places around here to get...
Yeah, we have a lot of places.
We have a lot
have
of
wings.
Them, and where would you go if I said to you, "Where's your favorite chicken wing?" And we this is not paid, and we love them
we
all.
We do not endorse any.
And we
I'm
love
getting
them
paid
all.
To endorse. Yeah, my favorite ones that I've had so far are at Jay's Place. They have a large size crispy. At least I think they still make them. I'm not sure. It was like a garlic.
Really? That sounds
wing.
Good.
Oh, garlic and Parmesan or
Ooh.
Something. I mean, Chuck, it was outstanding.
That is sounds interesting.
Yeah, it was delicious.
You know what I find about a chicken wing is everybody makes them. And, you know, you can go to either franchise places like Buffalo Wild Wings, or you can go to the places that we know, you know, like
right.
The Depot has great wings. So many places, Christopher's, everybody's got great wings. Everybody's got good wings if they're made right. But the thing that I always like is when you find a hole in the wall. I mean that in the nicest
yeah, right.
sense of the
sure
word.
Sure,
and it has
place.
Fantastic wings.
Yeah.
I can think of two places. One time I was in Georgetown, New York, in Madison County. There's a place called the Georgetown Inn. Stopped in with a bunch of my friends. We ordered wings. They were historic.
Wow.
They were historic wings. Biker bar, you know.
Right.
And same thing as locally. I would have to give out. I'd have to give a shout out to the Long River Inn on the back road in Unadilla.
How about that?
Doesn't look like much. Went in there one time, and I've been back. The wings are superb. And again, you wouldn't look at that place and say, but they've got great wings in there.
Right.
But they do have fantastic. And that's the neat thing about wings. However, I have one pet peeve about wings that drives me crazy.
What?
They never give you enough napkins.
Yeah, I agree. You can't really have enough napkins when you're eating wings. That's probably why I avoid them, because I feel like I'm wearing it before I'm done.
It comes with a shower.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Honest to God, how many times when you... I always say, can we have more napkins? You need at least...
You need the wet ones.
Yes, you do. Or some places, I will give them credit, some places will put a roll of paper towel down.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But... To get two wings, to get a dozen wings and two napkins is bizarre.
Yeah.
You need at least two napkins for, by the time you pull a wing up, mow your way through it, your 10 fingers are a mess, your shirt is a mess, you wipe your hands off, and you go for wing number two.
Yeah.
It's, and never, under any circumstances, should you be given a cloth napkin
yeah.
with wings.
No way. That is never going to see the light of day after it's done with anybody.
Honestly. Now, when you order your wings and they say, would you like the blue cheese and celery? What do you say?
See, I like that.
You
Although,
do?
Yeah, if it's a hot wing.
Yep.
If
to
it's
cleanse
a
your...
hot wing, I like the blue cheese and the celery because it sort of cuts it a little. And plus, I like the flavor. I like the flavors.
Yeah.
The combined flavors.
Yeah.
But if it's like a different... kind of a wing, like what I mentioned, the Parmesan
yeah.
garlic wing. I'm not messing with that. That
yeah.
could be all by itself. It doesn't need any enhancement.
Yeah. So wings are one of those kind of things that popped up 50 years ago. And nobody, I mean, I worked at my dad's grocery store in the 50s when I was a kid, and the chickens would come in, the wings would get thrown away. We saved them for a lady for her cat.
Jeez.
You know, I mean, the gizzards and the liver, nobody saved that stuff. Yeah, it was garbage.
Right.
Until somebody decided to drown it in Frank's hot sauce and fry it, and then voila, now it's the
Something magical was born.
And number one at Super Bowl time, millions of them will be served, you know. So that is one of them. Now, Bloomin' Onion, what do you think?
Bloomin' Onion, always. I love onions. I'm a huge fan. I like onion rings. My problem is because of the oil. Yeah. It always upsets my stomach after I have one or two.
Blooming onion.
That's huge.
It's too...
Who can eat that?
It's too much onion.
Yeah, it's out of control.
I mean, even you like onion.
It's a meal. I mean, you have
but
to be
they
the
get
biggest...
an onion the size of a cauliflower.
Yeah, you got to be the biggest onion enthusiast on the planet to eat
one. I'm not a fan of the blooming onion. So there's certain apps that make it, you know, like if I go to a place like you, I know one of your big pet peeves is you like a simple menu. You don't like to sit down and have somebody handle a book.
Oh, I hate the places that have menus that... are endless. You've got like pages and pages to go through. Literally, give me a 2-page menu.
Front and back.
Yeah, because I know that everything you're doing is probably going to be really good.
Yeah.
Because you don't have that many items, so it's going to be good.
Yeah, you know what I found?
Too many choices.
The wedge salad.
The wedge salad. That's a giant thing, isn't it?
It is fantastic. It's like, I always say to Trish, whenever we go out, if it's on the menu, I order it. I say, I'll bet
what
you.
What is it?
It's a half of a
head of lettuce. Okay, that's what I thought.
With like blue cheese and bacon crumbles and stuff like that on or whatever. I always say, I'll bet you I'm the first. I ask my waitress, am I the first one to order that all? She says, yeah, you are. I love it. I love a wedge salad. Yeah. If it's on a menu.
But no tomatoes.
Oh, no, it doesn't come with tomatoes. That's why my safe harbor is a wedge salad. All right, Leslie, let's go back to work. All right.